Welcome to WMU. Yerushalmi Shir this month is sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan in honor of their newest grandchildren, Eliza Rochel, born to the children Brian and Nicole, and Rafael Simcha, born to the children Matthew and Lizzie, which all share in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Dav Mem Aleph in the Oizav Hodor edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting at the fourth line from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Kahano Shoal Lerav, Kana Has Rav, Mao Meifak Be'ilein Tikayo. Can a woman go out to Shus Rabim with Tikayo? Tikayo is the type of ritzus, type of ribbons, but they are solid, hollow, and round. And they're different than the strings of ribbons mentioned in the Mishnah. And one of the main differences is that there's no chatzitza over there. One of the reasons we mentioned is because when things are very attached to the hair, you have to take them, the woman has to release, has to make them, to take them out of the hair in order to not have chatzitza when she goes to the mikvah. But this one does not cause chatzitza. So is that a problem to go out with that to Rosh Hashanah? Omer lo, he told him, Kid amrin osu lo odom latzes beham yoni? You want to tell me one person cannot go out with a belt? A belt is also solid and round, similar to these ritzus that you're mentioning. The same way you can go out with a belt, you're not choshesh, someone's going to take it out. Also, these tikkei you can take out, and when not choshesh, is going to remove it and Rosh Rabim. Rav Huna, hoy really ita said the Reish Galuso. Rav Huna told the woman of Reish Galuso, meitan livro de da'avo al kafalito, that he could put this golden tachshe, this golden jewel, on top of the kafelito, which is the svacha, which is that cap that they put on their head. Rabbi Yochanan Hori really ill in the vase boin. They told the Hori Ro to the people of the vase boin, Tamino talio de margaliso al pargazato, to put a patch of pearls also on the svacha, also to put it on this cap that she puts on her head. Because it's attached to the cap, there's no chashash, she'll take it out. Rav Chaim brings another pshat, maybe because it's very expensive, and it's only chash of a woman to take it out, and therefore they're not going to remove it to show it to their friends. Says the Gemara, V'ilo kol ha-mechubar l'ksus ha-reya k'ksus. Anything attached to a clothing is part of the clothing, and if there's no chashash, someone will remove it in Rishus Rabim. And the Gemara brings an example, Taninon yoitzehu bezugin shebeksusoi, vein yoitzeh bezugin shebatzavore. One could go out with bells connected to his clothing, but not with bells connected to his neck, because he may take it out from his neck. So you see, if it's connected to the clothing, is less of a chashash. Is tani tani bin elu mikablin tumo? There is a braisa that says that these bells, once connected to the clothing, connected to the neck, they receive tumo. They're a kli to receive tumo. Then there's a brisa that says they don't get tumo. So there's no machlok between the brises. It's only if you put a clapper in them. So you put a clapper in them, they become a kli. It's a real bell. So they get tumo. The one that says they don't get tumo, there's no clapper in it, so therefore it's not a kli. Says the Gemara, "Afilo asal mambuli. Even if you do have a clapper, you to ayin l'chur still should be tar. V'loy kenon maravo shimon ba'abu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan bezugin shebe'arisa. Then we learn we have bells that are connected to arisa. Arisa is a crib of a baby. Train amorin chadolam moylich u'mevi u'milvad shel yashmi asakol. One says you can pull on Shabbos as long as he's not intending to make noise with these bells." The other one says, if it makes noise, it's a problem. If it doesn't make noise, it's not a problem. Or another pshat of Reb Chaim, if he used it on the weekday to make noise, it's a problem. And if not, not. So what do we see over here? We see that you could have a bell, and the bell is not intended to make noise. So if so, says the Gemara, when you have a bell on the clothing or on the neck, because it's not intended to make noise, even though there's a clapper, why does it get tumo? Says the Gemara, Tamoni minam asuim lashmias akoil b'shabes, asuim lashmias akoil b'choil. There is a usage for the bells. Not for Shabbos, for the weekday. And Shabbos doesn't want to use the bells to make noise. But in the weekday he does, that's why he created this bell. Here, if he's not intending to have any noise coming from these bells, why did he make a clapper in them? So what I'm saying, more understood in the question, that who said that he wants noise coming out of these bells? Something more, if you put a clapper into the bell, that means he wants it to make noise, and therefore it has the din of a kli because of that. Says the Gemara, loy betotefes. That's what it says in the Mishnah, you can't go totefes. What is that? It's a frontlet, it's a type of tachshe that you put on top of the head. And as the Gemara explains, Abayin Barachio calls it Koftiro. That's what Koftiro is. Dovah Shu Noisin Merokom HaTotefes. Why it's called Totefes? Because it's put where the tefillin is. It's the same location of the tefillin. Says the Gemara, V'loi B'Sanvutin. Some kind of thing she puts on her head that goes down on her cheeks. So says the Gemara, Tsoivin Totavon. It needs to be colored Ptilim. This thing is colored. That's the one we're not allowed to. Loi B'Kavul. What's a Kavul? Says the Gemara, Schoiso. Which, as explained in the Mishnah, is the undercap, the thing that she puts on her head under her cap. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Tani Abshim Elozo Mater. He says you're allowed to take the undercap to Yeshus Rabim. Rav Acho B'Shem Kahano Asked Abshim Elozo Kirebi. He says Abshim Elozo goes like Rebbe. Kamod Rebbe Omad Avashu Tomun Mutar. Kerabshim Elozo Omad Avashu Tomun Mutar. This we're going to learn later that Rebbe says you're allowed to go out with a golden tooth. Why? Because it's covered. She's not going to come to take it out to show it to her friends. So this is covered. She's not going to come and take it out to show it to her friends. And the Gemara goes on to explain really whatever applies to everything we learned till now. So the Gemara, Tachshit in Lam Masurim. Why can't you take jewelry out to Shus Rabim? Omar Abba Adisha Noshim Shechtsoniers. The woman or Bali Gaivo. In other words, they want to show off. Vimatartom Leharoisom Lechaverto. She's going to take it out to remove it and show it to her friends. Vishchechi, she forgets that it's in her hand. Omar Lechas Be'amar Ba'am. She'll come to carry it for Amos to Shus Rabim. Say what Tani Rav Chalavto Min Shol Tachshitim Osu L'Shalchon. What does it mean Tachshitim Osu L'Shalchon? On Yom Tiv, there's a din in which things, which items can you send to your friend on Yom Tiv. Yom Tiv, you have no problem to carry out or Shazarabim. What can you send to your friend? So Tachshit you're not allowed to send. Why not? Because it's a Gzeiro Yom Tiv Atu Shabbos. And Shabbos you're not allowed to go Tachshitim, you're not allowed to go Yom Tiv as well. So therefore you can't send it to your friend. Omar Amina lo yomru l'shalchon alelav shemuter. Masha only can't say it to your friend, but you can use it. One can wear the tachshitim in the house. Because if not, why do you have to tell me you can't send it? Of course you can't send it. It's mukze. So you see, it's not mukze. Says the Gemara, that's not a rai. We know tani mitaltim is a shofar. You could take a shofar la'ashkoit poizatinuk. What are you going to use a shofar? Shofar is mukze. But if you have a usage for it, meaning you're going to fill it with water and allow the baby to drink from it, so then it's mutter. Why? Because as long as you have usage for it, even something which is mukzeh, you have a lot of use. And another example is a pinkos, which is a tablet. Ve'es a karkosh, which is something that makes noise for a baby. Ve'es a maro, which is a mirror. Lechasoyz b'im zekeim, even though it's mukzeh, you're allowed to carry it to put it on a kli. So if it's davash, you have a melacha for it, you're allowed to do it. So who says you're allowed to use a tachshiti? Maybe it's not mukzeh because you can use it for other purposes. Even more so, we have a brisa clearly that says you're not allowed to wear jewelry in Yom Tiv. So clearly, something that you're allowed to enjoy and benefit in Yom Tiv, you're allowed to send to your friend. If you're allowed to wear them, you should be able to send them in Yom Tiv. In fact, you can't send them, tells me you can't wear them at all. What about the question that we asked? That you're allowed to carry a shofar to drink, to give the baby to drink. Here we're just mentioning the last two things. The karkosh that makes the noise and mara, the mirror. To come and cover the kelim, see you could use it for other purposes. It says, well, that's different. There we talk about things that are vessels. Shofar is a vessel, it's a kli. So even though it's mukzeh, because you're not allowed to blow it on Shabbos, on Yom Tiv, you're allowed to carry it in order to give the baby to drink. Something which is a kli becomes a kli shemelachto lehisr. There's a kli which is used for hisr. And you can use it, letzoyach gufo, if you need to use it. But tachshitim, the jewelry that we're talking about or something, you know, like the strings and the ribbons that we mentioned, they have no usage. They're not a kli unless you use it for a tachshit. So if you can't wear them, it becomes completely mukzeh. And therefore, there's no hana for them at all. That's why you can't send them. You can't send them even though there's nothing to use it, even in Tzor Gufay. Says Gmarat Kedoin Tachshitim Shel Zov. That's if you have golden Tachshitim. Few Tachshitim Shel Kesef. What about silver? Is that something that you could use? Because the whole reason you now use Tachshitim, because maybe a woman's going to remove it and show it to her friends. Maybe silver she'll not remove. Says the Gemara, Amri Mashem Rav Yirmiyo Asur, Amri Mashem Rav Yirmiyo Mutter. There's two shmuas the name of Rav Yirmiyo. Can you use silver Tachshitim or not? Says the Gemara, Mavchizgo Anayodo Reish V'Seif. I'll explain to you the difference why we have two Shmuas in the name of Avirmio. Talyan Dekikin Avim Misrabim B'derosite Avirmio. There was young girls that were growing up, they're being raised in the house of, in the area of Avirmio. Asa V'Shoy Lev Zeiro. Rav Yirmiyo asked Rav Zeiro, can I allow them to use the silver Tachshitim? Omalei Loitesur V'Loitishri. Don't say it's Asur, don't say it's Mutter. And because he was parvan it, so that's why some had the shmua saying it's asur. You see, he never said it's allowed, so it's asur. Some say he said it's mutter, he never said it's asur. Kedivus the Gemara, the Seh Gemara says, in Yoyim b'marah b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to use a mirror on Shabbos. Imoysu kvua b'koitzli, but if it's connected to the koitzli, to the wall, Rabbi Matir v'chachoy moysu, it's a machlekes. So when it's not connected to the wall, you're not allowed to use it, as we learned in Bavli, because you may come to use the mirror as a cutter, as a knife, to cut here. If he's going to see something he doesn't like, he's going to use the mirror to cut, and it's going to be over Yisru Shabbos. If it's connected to the wall, what's the problem? So the Gemara, avachol b'shabbo, Taima de Adin de Osor, Peamim, Shehiroi, Nima Achas Levono, Vitolashto, Vibadi Chiuchatos. The reason why it's a problem, because sometimes she's going to look in the mirror, she's going to see a white hair, and she's going to pull it out with her hands. It's going to come to Chiuchatos. So therefore, Rabbanan says, you're not allowed to look in the mirror. So the Gemara, Vahish, Afilu Bechoylosor. A man should not look in the mirror even during the week. Sheino derech covet. It's not covet, means it's not the way for a man to do it. So he's over and lo yilbash. There's three things they allowed Beis Rebbe to do. You can look at the mirror. Misaprim kumi is a stereotype of haircut that the goyim used to do, which is leaving long hair in the back and shaving the front. And to teach the children Greek. Because they were always in touch with the king, so they need to be able to be in front of the king. So they had to look in the mirror, and they had to be able to speak the language, and they should be able to take a haircut to look like the guy. So a person can teach his daughter Greek. It's a nice thing for her to have. I mean, she looks more when she knows the different languages. Shama Shimon Barbo Vomar begin the Ravo by a milf of Noti Yevonis who Tetali Rabbi Yochanan. So Shimon Barbo says that Rabbi Yochanan never said that. The only reason Ravo is mentioning the name of Rabbi Yochanan because he wanted to teach his daughters Yevonis. So well, Shama Ravo Vomar came Ravo and said, Yova Allah, Yova Allah is Loshan Klolo, Im Loishmatiyam Rabbi Yochanan. If I didn't hear from Rabbi Yochanan, in other words, I testified that Rabbi Yochanan indeed said the one can teach his daughter Greek, it's fine to teach it, there's no Isser. And as the Pnei Moshe mentions over here, the main reason not to learn Yevonis is because we don't want a person to be in touch with the king too much and become a Moiser. But by a woman, we don't have this chashash, and therefore, Adraba, Yevonis is a beautiful language to teach the daughter. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Davim Aleph.